Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto's Fall Film Festival season has begun, people, bringing you a first look at the best movies you'll be watching over the next year. TIFF is the grandmother of all Toronto festivals. You'll be hearing a lot more about that in weeks to come, but you shouldn't miss the smaller film festivals that come right before and right after TIFF. September 20th through 23rd is TPFF, Toronto Palestine Film Festival, celebrating Arab cinema at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. And before TIFF begins is Caribbean Tales, which shows films and docs ranging from Trinidad to Jamaica to Barbados to Haiti, as well as U.S., Canada, and South Africa. Caribbean Tales starts this coming Wednesday, runs September 5th through the 20th, and begins with a sneak preview of Hero about the legendary Ulrich Cross. So this week I'm taking a look at three movies that are playing at Caribbean Tales. There's a one-time dancer in Trinidad, Japanese dance hall DJs in Jamaica, and a boy in New York who is yearning to dance. Nang by Nang, directed by Richard Fung. So Nang is a 90-year-old woman in Trinidad with a remarkable history. She was illegitimate. She didn't meet her actual father, a playboy, until she was in her 20s, but she knows her background well. Her ancestry reads like a Caribbean history lesson. She's part Chinese, part Black, also descended from Indian indentured servants and indigenous peoples as well. Her names range from Dorothy to Mavis to Russell to Russell to Anang, with many more constantly changing and morphing throughout her life. And as a young woman, she joined a dance troupe headed by Jeffrey and Bosco Holder. You probably heard of the choreographer Jeffrey Holder, who made The Wiz, and you could have seen him in James Bond movies. So though not a trained dancer by background, the Holders loved her beautiful face and expressiveness and natural skills, and she embraced the bohemian lifestyle. So in this documentary, Toronto filmmaker Richard Fung goes back to Trinidad, the place of his birth, to meet an aunt he has never met before and knows almost nothing about, to uncover her story. So together they journey back to all her former houses spread across the island and all the way in New Mexico. She's married many times and she shares the stories and photos of men long dead. She seems to have outlived everyone, from a loving husband, a professional, a playboy, a scoundrel. Nang by Nang is a personal history that serves as a fascinating look at a woman within a multifaceted and polyglot culture. Dance Hall Asian Ambassadors, directed by Keneal Gale. Okay, for such a small island, Jamaica has a huge influence on music around the world. From rock steady to ska, reggae, and dancehall are adored by listeners who've never been to the Caribbean. But there's one place you might not immediately associate with Jamaican music, and that's, get this, Japan. But if you've ever been there, you know there's a huge reggae scene that's been there since the 70s, and there's an underculture of Jamaican-ness and Jamaican culture within Japanese society. And now dancehall has landed in Japan and is growing in possibility. So Dancehall Asian Ambassador follows four Japanese women who fell in love with the genre and moved to Jamaica to be nearer to the pulse. With names like Rankin Pumpkin and Kiss Kiss, these Japanese women are music organizers, DJs, dancers, singers, who compete on TV shows and attract international audiences on YouTube. The English they speak is Japanese Jamaican, and they earn a living by driving cabs, exporting local music and paraphernalia to Japan, and importing fans from back home who want to explore the scene. As one woman in the film says, life in Japan is easier and more comfortable than Jamaica, but no vibes. Yeah.
both.
Saturday Church, written and directed by Damon Cardasis. Ulysses, played by Luca Kane, is a high school kid in New York. He lives with his mom and his little brother Abe. His soldier dad recently died in action, so his mother has invited stern aunt Rose, played by Regina Taylor, to help take care of the kids. Ulysses is an altar boy, a really good kid with a face as angelic as the saints on the stained glass windows of the church he goes to. But he has a forbidden secret. He likes to try on his mom's shoes and clothing. No one in school has seen him dressed like this, but the locker room jocks can smell something anyway, and they constantly bully him. Home life is equally perilous, with Abe always threatening to tell on him to mean Aunt Rose. Is there no escape? Well, one weekend, he hops on the subway and goes down to Greenwich Village to explore, and he ends up on the Christopher Street Pier. There he meets some women like no women he's ever seen before. With exotic names like Dijon, Ebony, and Heaven, they exude confidence and attitude. One of them, Amara, played by Margot Bingham, takes him under her wing and leads him to a sanctuary. Saturday Church, it's called, and it's located in an actual church, offers him food, shelter, and a space to feel free. It's also where he's first exposed to voguing, the lifeblood of the women he met. And there's a boy named Raymond, played by Marky Rodriguez, his first boyfriend. But when things explode at home between him and Aunt Rose, he runs away. And he discovers that church sanctuary is actually only open on Saturdays. With nowhere to go, he's left homeless, lost, and vulnerable. Can he survive life on the streets? So Saturday Church sounds like, and is in a way, another sensitive coming out story of a black teen in New York. What's remarkable, though, is throughout the movie, this is the real surprise, some of the characters will burst into intricately choreographed dances and songs. From locker rooms to homeless shelters, characters suddenly switch to impromptu modern dance-inspired musical numbers. Or start singing a torch song. Luca Kane is fantastic, and Saturday Church is an inspiring and very unusual musical. Saturday Church, Nang by Nang, and Dance Hall's Asian Ambassadors are three of many movies playing at the upcoming Caribbean Tales, which opens next Wednesday with Hero. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.